Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte, and you're with Stan, Roe, and Raph on the SGP podcast. Woo!
Are you ready? Marks and Smarks. This is the Smarkilas Pilipinas podcast.
You are listening to the longest-running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Smarkilas Pilipinas podcast. Stunning Stancy at your service. To my right, Rowdy Raf Camus, and right across me, Ravishing Ro Moran. Episode number 130.
Pagbabalik ni Camus.
Yeah. At aalis na naman siya, unfortunately. Oh, but yeah. Let's save that for the end of the show. After our... Are we actually... You guys didn't air the YOLO Twins interview
No. We just had not had enough time.
Yep.
No one has enough time nowadays. I mean, yeah. The Martivo interview was great.
Oh, yeah. Right.
Love that.
Thank you.
Yo, Martivo, love you, man.
Okay.
We're just getting it out there. Because we didn't get to say it.
We'll try to find time for the YOLO Twins interview, but we do have
this
some...
This might be the night.
Yeah.
You never
Tonight's
know.
Tonight's the night.
Yeah.
Bright lights, big city.
But tomorrow night...
Tomorrow night, son! Is the night. Is the night.
The night we've been waiting for so...
Since 2009.
Yes.
So fervently.
For 7 years.
2009.
7 long, lonely years.
Well, I mean, it was long and lonely. We've had, you know, Joshi Jam.
Joshi Jam was
cool. WFX.
PWR.
PWR.
So we've had, you know, we've had enough to satisfy our wrestling cravings. But
the big
iba pa rin
one.
Eh. Iba pa rin when it's WWE itself that comes. And we talked about this last week. A lot of new listeners on the podcast based on last week's episode, especially in that segment where we told them the things to do and not to do at a WWE live event.
Yes.
Even
and
how
if
to
you
conduct
need reminding,
yourselves.
If you need reminding.
No, listen to that.
Listen to that episode. But
yes.
There's
just quick recap.
Okay. Don't be that guy who stalks them at the hotel or at the airport.
But by the time this episode gets out...
No. Let's assume that there's time before the show.
Yeah.
And that somebody's listening to this.
Right. Don't be a purse markety smart. Like, don't call them by their real names.
Yeah, that's not cool.
Or their indie names.
That's a good question. Is it possible to call them by their indie names?
You know what? I actually don't know the answer to that because I would rather be on the safe side and just call him Cesaro.
Na pakul din yun, no?
Pakul din eh. Hey Claudio, how you doing, Claudio? Mr. Castagnoli.
Is that his real name though?
Yeah.
Oh. No, Claudio is his real name, but then Castagnoli
is not.
Real
name.
It's not
his real name.
I think he has another.
No, I think it is.
Wait. Because
natin yan.
No, Castagnoli is very Italian.
Yes, and Switzerland is on the border of Italy.
Yeah, his real name is Claudio Castagnoli.
Oh wow!
Geography 101. That's why it's okay for him to have an Italian name,
even if he's to have a first name actually at all.
What? Oh yeah.
Anyway,
sorry, WWE.
So other rules to go by.
Don't stalk. Don't be cool.
Yeah.
Don't be pahul. Sorry.
Yeah.
Be cool. Don't be pahul.
Don't ruin the experience for other people. Don't throw shit at the ring.
Yeah.
Don't try and jump the ring.
Yeah, if you're sitting at ringside.
Yeah. Like Rose said, don't touch the wrestlers, even though it's so tempting.
Mm.
I mean, if you get a high five, fine and well. You probably deserve that.
Or a too sweet.
Or if you just, like pat them on the back when they come in, that's fine.
That's fine.
But don't be like,
don't go out of your way to grab their pecs.
If there's ever like a false count anywhere or a spot where they come out of the ring and then brawl in the crowd, whatever, don't be that guy and try to touch them. When they're in your area.
Because think about it this way. The ring or the arena, that's their workplace. So imagine being at their cubicle and you're typing up a report and some random person just starts caressing your leg.
Or poking you.
Or poking you, yes.
That's even worse.
Diba? So if that's
leg,
annoying...
Because leg
you
caressing
feel like
is
that,
sexual harassment.
If you feel that that's annoying and that violates your personal space, then imagine how it is for them. So there. Other reminders, have fun. That's the most important rule, which we'll always go back on.
Try and buy merch if they're actually selling merch this time.
Yeah, I guess. But if you can actually live and wait until after the event to buy merch, it's really cheaper. And you get the better designs off WWEshop.com.
So which is proving impossible. I'm sorry.
Which also always has a sale. So, yeah.
Yeah. But it's so
take
hard
our word for it. I mean, kung hindi ka na talaga makatiis, which I think might happen to me tomorrow.
Kung wala ka talagang shirt, okay, okay lang. Sige, sige. Kung wala, if you do not own a WWE shirt at all.
Or kung wala kang kamag-anak na uuwi ng US.
Even a bootleg shirt that you can get at your nearby department store or whatever.
Or Green Hills.
Green Hills.
Green Hills has been printing a few bootlegs. I've seen
already.
Meron na? No, okay. just a few. Ulit. I've seen one or two Cena shirts in the Banqueta.
I miss the good old days though, when Green Hills was like the place to go for wrestling shirts.
Yeah, but then like after Eddie died, it's like nothing. Like that's okay. Sorry, that's my mark point where I noticed the drop off in wrestling shirts. Like when Eddie died.
I just want to say that if you don't own a WWE or wrestling shirt, random people on the street have it better than you,
dude. I've seen
a lot of random people on the street with wrestling shirts.
I saw a beggar in the Nexus shirt.
Okay, that's sad. It's a little sad.
I saw a cargador in the Nexus shirt.
I saw the parking attendant of Sagiho has an NWO shirt.
And he actually
knows what it is. The only thing is that he's mute.
Oh, so what?
No, he.
Can you not be a mute NWO fan?
Yeah. I'm just trying to say that he, like, our basic communication was like, I pointed to his shirt, he's like, huh? And then we two-sweeted each other and he got it. That's how I knew he was a fan. I'm just saying.
My point was, before you brutally hijacked it, my point was, if you're a wrestling fan and you do not own a shirt that is a wrestling shirt, you are technically worse than random people we have encountered on the street.
Yes.
And your mute friend from Sagiho is most probably an NWO fan.
Yes.
So, what the hell?
He's not really random. He's just mute.
Oh.
Yeah. No,
you're
but
being
he's...
a dick.
When you meet this guy...
Oh. Is it not possible to be a mute wrestling fan?
No, it is. It's very possible.
Oh. How is that under what I said?
I don't know anymore.
Jesus Christ.
It's been a long day, sir.
Anyway, we've been getting a lot of questions on the Twitter and on
You've
Facebook.
Been getting a lot of requests on the Twitter and the Facebook.
Yeah, shit.
Yeah, we've been getting requests.
Shit, son.
It's going to be a lot of fun come tomorrow. Especially because PWR also has this little thing going on. Oh. We have a wrestling hunt promo going on, or a wrestler hunt. So if you catch any of the PWR personalities, not just the wrestlers, but the personalities that you encounter in PWR, whether they're valets, managers, hell, if you know who the referees are, and if you get a selfie with them. And if
hey guys, balita ko, if you've ever managed to find Sandata, tomorrow, he'll be there. But if you manage to find him, he'll... The price is
two tickets to Renaissance. Yeah, if your entry gets selected.
Yeah, if your entry gets selected. So if you ever get a photo with Sandata and then you win, he'll get you one extra ticket.
Wow.
So it's three tickets.
Yes.
That is a sweet deal.
Yes, Camus. Yes. 2 + 1 = 3. Yes.
That is a sweet deal. If you actually get to find Sandata, I'm not sure if he'll be willing to show himself. But in the event that he appears,
be hiding in the rafters.
If he appears like a roaming legendary Pokemon, then go right ahead and grab a photo. But ask nicely.
Ilibre ka na ng isang ticket.
So we have that going on. We have that going on, and it's just something to write off the WWE high, and it's nice to see that the entire wrestling community is banding together. It's going to be a lot of fun too, sweeting other people, seeing other people in wrestling shirts. If somebody wants to sing the Nakamura song or the Bobby Roode song or Worlds Apart tomorrow, you know, by all means,
I'm singing Worlds Apart.
We'll be
apart
having
tomorrow.
A blast. I'm ready to sing Worlds
I'm
Apart.
I'm so
tomorrow.
Ready. I'm so fuck. I'm
just, I don't even care if my dad doesn't know what the hell's
so
going on.
I am so excited, sir.
No, your dad is so, a smart guy, so I'm
sure. You know, your dad is freaking cool.
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
He's a smart guy. I'm sure he'll figure out how to sing the Worlds Apart.
He probably won't anyway, but yeah.
I'm so ready to do the Ole chant. Or start one.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
From Upper
No,
Bronx.
No, you should. That
would be great. That would
I'm
be great.
I'm just so excited for Saturday.
So we're all excited. And, you know, we're on a high right now. And it's going to be a high that'll last probably through the weekend. But what makes it bad, what makes it bad, though, is that there are some of you who just don't want to have fun with the rest of us.
And it's upsetting.
Yeah, so let me point out an example. And let me call out some people. Kasi bato-bato sa langit ang tamaan, wag magalit.
Stone in the sky.
So Inquirer has the promo for a WWE meet and greet. And not everybody can win the meet and greet passes.
You have
There's
to
a reason
own a
why there is a contest and there are mechanics that you have to follow. And people did follow them, and some of them were selected as winners. Now, some of them just happened to be friends of ours. They just happened to be named Ken Warren and Nicole. Right? So, I mean, even if you've even if you don't really know them, you kind of can tell that they're affiliated with PWR. Fine.
All well and good.
What bothers me is how a lot of people went out of their way to just bash these people on their personal profiles. And not just to bash them, but to slander them on comments using their pictures, talking shit about them. And even if these people were not my friends, even if these people were not my friends, even if I didn't know these people, I would find this behavior disgusting.
Because
why?
A fucking contest, guys.
It's not like these people paid Inquirer.
Oh, so by the way, it's a fucking contest to meet Gallows and Anderson.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So we
Christ,
just spoiled it for the rest of you, all right?
Yeah, and by this time, by the time you hear this, you either know about it already or it has already happened. So, guys, you're not, I mean, no disrespect to the good doctors, but you're not missing out. It's not like you're going to meet John Cena or Sasha
Styles.
Banks or
Sami Zayn.
Chris Jericho, even.
Or Sami Zayn.
Or Sami Zayn.
You know, because I want to do that.
Yes.
I'm done. I don't want to get faded.
Okay.
We're good.
Fade on site. Okay. Anyway, granted, they didn't know who it was going to be when the winners were announced.
I mean, we didn't know until like
hours ago? Until an hour ago. Yeah. Sure. So parang it's, even if it were a big deal,
like
it's not a big deal.
Yeah. And I don't get how some people are like, but you're not as big a wrestling fan as I am. Why are we comparing each other's fandoms?
Why are we comparing each other's metaphorical dicks?
No, because this is kind of like the heat that we got when we started getting on TV with Fox. This is also like the heat we got when we just happened to be in a position to meet, say, the Big Show. Parang why? Bakit ikaw? Bakit ikaw? There's
bakit
a whole lot
of napili,
first of all,
crab
of all,
mentality.
Yeah, first of all, kung ibabasa natin sa who is the bigger wrestling fan. Well, first of all, we are big wrestling fans and we decided to do something about it.
We did this podcast.
Yeah, we did this podcast. We met with Fox.
We pitched it to Fox.
We impressed Fox.
We
by
founded
the way
a fucking website.
Yeah.
SmartHenry.ph.
We impressed Fox
enough to give us airtime every now and then.
Yeah.
And you know, seriously, it's not about who's got the bigger metaphorical dick.
Yeah,
it's what you do with
that.
It.
I just want to say that.
It's what you do with it, man.
Bringing it up anyway. Here's my metaphorical dick. I did something with it. I fucking jacked off and jizzled over y'all.
Wow, that's
legit. No.
That's very graphic, sir.
Yeah, no. Seriously.
They just went there.
We're going there.
I, Stan, and Classical Brian Leo have jacked off all over and jizzed all over your faces. Because we did something.
I have
never.
I've got no words.
Never.
No, here's another thing that really
No, I'm just being petty here because you guys brought it up.
No, okay, wait. Just pause. As the outsider in the room, it's just
No. You're part of this. Okay,
no, I'm okay.
You're
I
also part of the jizz.
But I
circle jerk. You're also part of the. You are part of the circle jerk because you are part of this podcast.
I'd like to apologize to any women or children listening.
No. Amos has a right because he has spoken with someone who just made it to the semifinals of the CWC.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I have. But the thing is. It's I'm on the lower circle jerk. Like, I'm the guy in the background.
You're
the guy in the background. Like, okay. Enough with the porno references. I'm sorry.
You're the guy.
I'm sorry. I'm the guy in the back.
Who's okay. At the big money show.
You're Ricardo Rodriguez in that one porno he appeared in.
What? Yes. Was it a porno?
Yes.
I did not know this.
I will show you later.
I don't want to see this.
No, he doesn't get naked or anything. He's an extra.
What the fuck?
That's you.
You can say you're in a porno.
Oh, shit.
Wait, so going back to the more important point.
We are so off topic. What is the...
No, circle jerk.
Okay,
so
wait,
no, I brought up the metaphorical dick.
Okay, wait, and the circle jerk. Okay.
But it's not about that. It isn't
just
about that.
Guys, it just boils down to, if you're a big fan, say something.
No, no, no. It's not even about that. It doesn't matter how big of fans you are because...
I was going to say something productive.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Sure, sure, sure.
But yeah.
It didn't matter really how big of a fan you are because the criteria for winning the contest is not how big of a fan you are.
Yeah, the criteria was who had the most impressive entry.
Yeah.
And if you look at the entrance contests at Enquirer Mobile, if you saw Edril D's video where he replicated Finn Balor's entrance, that was insane.
And you know, if Finn was coming, he might have gotten the meet and greet. I think.
Probably, yeah. They probably brought it up to Finn himself because it was really, really
cool. It was cool. Look at this
dude. He has no life, so he dressed up like you. I'm just kidding, Edjo.
Wow, that's harsh.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
You're kind of harsh today.
Hey.
Well, we've been dealing with a lot of shit. I mean,
everyone's been dealing with a lot of shit.
No, since we're dealing with shit, here's another piece of shit I dealt with over the last 48 hours. I've had people contact me online via multiple channels, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, telling me and asking me. Like, yes, yes. Like, Instagram. Yeah.
Private message or like on the comments?
Both.
Jesus Christ.
Asking me for meet and greet passes. Meet and greet passes, mind you, which I do not have. I don't even have them on me, much less to give away to other people.
And he's not even sure if he's going.
Yeah. So I'm like, putaina. Automatic ba yun na meron ako just because I happen to be connected to some people or just because I happen to be one of the more vocal wrestling fans in mainstream media?
It's not.
My reach isn't even that big. Like, I'm no Air na Taide. I'm no Boys Night Out. So, like, I can't. Hindi ko kayang mangbraso ng tao to just acquire these passes.
Yeah. At paulanin siya sa ibang tao.
First of all, he didn't even know there was a meet and greet until I told him
that there was a meet and greet.
Ito pa. So, I'll tell you the story, Kamas. I think I told this to Ro last night. There was a dude on Instagram who follows me on Instagram and then humingi siya ng meet and greet. And then I went on a Twitter rant last night, the way that Ro and Renzo would, to try to put people in their places because they're on their fucking soapboxes. So, I went on that Twitter rant and said person felt defensive thinking na siya yung pinapatamaan ko. When he was the last person I was thinking about because I wasn't thinking about this person. So this person goes to another friend of mine and tells her, uy, yung si DJ Sun, kilala mo pala. Kaso medyo madamot eh. And I'm like,
what?
Tangina, excuse me ha. Puta, paano naging madamot kung wala nga akong meet and greet passes to give away in the first place? I'm really taken aback that you know some people have the nerve to fucking say these things about other people.
Okay, crab mentality. Filipino crab mentality, throw it out the window, guys. That's like so 1990s.
Not just crab mentality. It's just
it's disgusting.
Pervading sense of self entitlement. Na saan nang galing, guys? Kasi saan banda niyo na hanap yung karapatan yung humingi sa amin ng ano ng passes? Should we even have them?
Yeah, because, I mean same
question. Saan yung saan banda din nakita yung chance niyo with Paige? Guys.
And even if we had an abundance of MNG passes, let's assume that we did. Why you?
Yeah.
Why you? Kaano-ano kita, right? I mean, are you my padrino? Are you my benefactor in any way? Should I be sucking your metaphorical cock in the future?
Just stay away from the dick jokes.
I don't get it. I don't get why I should be entitled. You should be entitled na makatanggap ng grasya.
You know, if we did actually have these abundance of tickets and passes. Sure, we would give them away.
We might have done it
as a gesture of appreciation to all our supporters. But if you're gonna come at us like that, why would you even expect?
What you want, man?
Why would you expect tickets and passes from us if you're gonna come at us like that?
I just think the behavior in general is really unfair, and it doesn't say a lot about how you were raised and how you are as an individual. Even people who you know, they would preface their question with, "I know this is gonna be super awkward. I know this is gonna be super nakakahiya, but I'll ask it anyway. Is there any way you can take me to see Sami Zayn?" No, because I got that a few hours ago. Is there any way you can take me to see Sami Zayn? I know this is gonna be awkward, and I know I don't talk to you a lot and all, and you know I also talk shit about you and your friends, but hey, can you take me to see Sami Zayn?
Did they actually say that? I talk shit a lot.
Oh no, but I know about it.
Oh, okay.
I know this.
We know who you are.
I'd love to meet you, man.
You are.
I mean, I've met you before, but when I shake your hand again, I'd just be like, hey, man, I know what you say about me and my friends. So like,
they don't say it.
Sure, man. Totally, I totally get you. You know, you want to meet Sami Zayn. That's fine.
I do.
This jabroni wants to meet Sami Zayn too, and I'll take him way before I'll ever take you.
You know, it's just really unfair how people expect, even though they haven't really done anything to get to deserve what they want to get. And there's a reason why I appreciate the shit I have.
Even
it's okay to not deserve anything as long as you just, you know,
go about it nicely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if anyone
came, I think the worst part here is that you guys automatically assume that just because we do what we do and then we, I guess we are somewhere we are, na meron kaming
kapangyarihan.
Or even, yeah, even the power to
dictate this, yeah, the wills of
the powers that be. But yeah, here's the reality. We're just guys, man. Yeah. We're just guys. We just happen to love wrestling, and we just happen to be on TV.
God,
and
we know we love to talk about the God shit every now and then. But even though it's true, we are also not officially affiliated with WWE. And even if we were, I don't think that they would give us the freedom to, you
just
know,
bring the entire barangay.
Yeah,
because they don't.
Para kami nanalo to, tas hinihingi kayo sa amin.
Yeah, so, you know, it's just an unfair expectation and unfair requests all around. So,
like, get with the program, guys.
If you're listening to this podcast and then you are actually one of the people who, you know, feel affected because we're actually talking about you, go right ahead and unsubscribe. I wouldn't take it against you because all love here.
No, and like, I don't mind.
We don't need you, yo.
And if you think that we're being bitches about it, you can tweet us. I don't care.
Uh-oh.
Let us know.
@_StanC. @RoeIsWar.
@RoeIsWar.
Yeah. @CaveManGamos.
I don't give a shit what you have to say about this. Because,
you know,
you guys are in the wrong here.
Decent people would not bitch, you know, would not hound us for this.
And not give a shit for this.
Mm. Yeah, not over this, guys.
Problem, you know, you giving a shit about this, calling us madamot, calling us assholes about this. Jeez. Anyway,
we're better than that.
Yeah. Let's move on to different topics, still connected to WWE in Manila. Now that we've gotten that out of our system,
thank God.
Camus and I were actually pretty psyched about the event tomorrow, and
yay!
We're in this chat group with a lot of the other guys from Spark Henry, and Ro here messages everybody and says, is it just me or do I not feel
hype?
How come
you get to say this?
I'm just setting the table. So yeah, so he asks, why does he not feel as hyped? And I'm like, that's because you have no heart, man.
No, it's not true.
He's not Joey
if
Bugs.
I didn't have a heart, I would be defending you.
Cold heart Joey Bugs.
No, the thing is, I realize then that I think that I'm not as hyped because I don't have a specific manok in this race.
Okay.
Okay. Because Stan has Sasha.
And Jericho.
And KO. I have my boy in the main event.
Yeah, exactly. I don't have, like Finn isn't even here, yo.
Uh-huh.
Okay, but who?
Finn would be, like, the most
manok you'd get.
Yeah. And then, so none of my current favorites are in the show. So,
for the benefit of our listeners, who are your current favorites?
For the benefit of the listeners, and right now in WWE, I'd say that the people I like watching are TJ Perkins and Shinsuke Nakamura, and then
both of whom are
not part of the show, obviously, and Daniel Bryan, who was retired, obviously,
and on SmackDown.
Yeah, so talagang zero chance of seeing him before.
Is Mick coming though?
No.
Just out of curiosity.
Not coming.
Just out of curiosity.
It's easy, I guess, to get stoked for a wrestling show in general, because these are the guys you see on TV. But without an actual favorite you're super hyped to see, it's not. I mean, I'm not
there
on the same
no
level as the rest of you guys.
Well, that's true, and I understand that point. You know, it's that childhood perspective, Ed, that you want to go see your favorite wrestler, and that's the one moment that sort of changes your life. You know, for a younger set, and that gets them hooked for life. But at your phase in your fandom, I wouldn't even call you jaded. I just call you, well, a realist in the realist sense of the world.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sure. So I just became curious now that.
Does anyone else feel this way?
No. No, I'm pretty sure I'm the only one who feels this way. I realize in the favorites I have right now are no longer reflective of who I find cool as a kid, or even as, you know, before.
I think it also differs because, like, you come from a different place where you're training to be a wrestler.
Yes, so exactly. There are people. Yes, I was getting there. Thank you.
Okay.
My favorites now are reflective of who I want to pattern myself after
stylistically
as a pro wrestler, and guys like TJP, Nakamura, Dan O'Brien. They're guys I'm intently studying to try and be a little like. So I guess that's where I'm coming from. And then I'm sure you guys have changed your favorites over the years. As you grew older, as you became more mature, as you started looking at wrestling a different way.
Yeah, you could say that. I guess in my case, I had to do that out of necessity because Eddie died.
Wow. So,
you still love him.
Yeah, I mean, like, I had to have like a favorite active wrestler. You know what I mean? So I had to have a favorite active wrestler. So for a while, that was Benoit. Then Benoit died. Wow, so I had to find someone else.
Okay.
And then I fell out of the fandom. And when I came back, Daniel Bryan happened. And then Daniel Bryan got injured and then retired.
Yep.
So that's how I find myself as a huge Kevin Owens and Sasha Banks fan. I am lucky though that Jericho, who's always been in my top three, top five in that
your fave
little
five.
Rank, in my fave five.
Sorry, I had to bring that back.
Yeah, no, thank you. Chris Jericho has always been in my fave five whenever he's an active wrestler, and he's been there since when I started in 2003 until right now. So at least with Jericho, I saw the growth. The growth of his career, and until now, I still find myself drinking it in, man.
Yeah.
So, in a way, I guess I kind of get where you're coming from.
You know, in my case, just because I've watched so much over the past few years,
you have your support cut out for you. Yeah, tomorrow.
I do. Na parang because I think that just because I watched so much at you know so many different points in my life, Generico was always fun, and then his. Well, counterpart Sami Zayn, it stayed steady. It was fun. But nowadays, I really just find myself enjoying, you know, fun people. Bailey.
Yeah, sure.
Bailey, Sasha.
I mean, fucking Heath Slater isn't even on the
Heath
show.
Heath Slater?
He's on SmackDown.
Yeah, exactly.
Wait, he's officially?
Well he's technically under the SmackDown brand because he's doing Backlash.
Okay.
Talk about that later.
Let's talk about that in a bit. I mean, do we really have time for the YOLO Twins interview?
Yes, I think we'll find
I'm
some.
I'm not sure. Don't say that
because,
just yet.
You know, because like, I'm looking at the time check that we have. I'm like, it's about...
Yeah.
You think?
Still have predictions for two events. Not sure.
I'm not sure right now.
Just not sure.
But yeah, we're at that point in the show.
Speaking of predictions and the event, you want to run down the match card?
It probably doesn't
make a whole lot of sense whatever.
Before we get into the Backlash event on Sunday, we have a word from our sponsors.
Isang tulog na lang, Jollibee na naman, ang araw lulubog, bukas mabubusog. Sa Chicken Joy Manok, at Young Burger Pilog.
Let's go through the WWE in Manila card for tomorrow night. And we got 8 matches all scheduled for tomorrow. And let's have some fun with this and do our predictions.
Yes. Even though they have absolutely no bearing whatsoever.
On canon, on the stories and whatever. So first off, you got Neville versus Bo Dallas with Curtis Axel.
Easy. That's a WWE NXT throwback championship match.
That's true, actually, yeah. You guys have a point.
If you forget.
It's also a superstars worthy match.
Yeah, actually. I think Neville takes this one.
Yeah, Neville should win. Feel good opener.
Yeah, Neville's actually really fun to watch, Dinaman. I remember in Singapore, he was one of the highlights of my experience. So that should be a whole lot of fun.
And you know, I haven't seen Bo work in a while. Like, you know, like a very long, solid match because he can.
Yeah, actually, we do need a reminder that Bo Dallas is still worthy of a main roster spot.
Mm-hmm. Yes. I absolutely believe
it. He has a match in Raw, right?
Yeah, he won.
This week?
Yeah, he squashed somebody. Next up, Goldust versus Braun Strowman.
I think, Braun Strowman just has to. Just it's an introduction to Braun Strowman for the Filipino casual audience.
Can I just say that I feel so horrible for this guy? He's 6'8", 380, and he has to fly coach from the US to the UK to Manila.
Coach?
Yeah.
Ouch. Unless they sprung first class for him.
I don't think they did.
I don't think first class, but maybe
Joshua like, na, even if somebody sprung for first class, mauna pa rin yung mga veterans. Like the Big Shows and the Cenas and the Chris Jerichos.
No, I'm sure Big Show is in his own
class all the way.
First class for sure in the same jet or oh well.
But he's a big guy.
But so we know in the Braun Strowman flies coach, he said so himself on the Austin podcast.
Ouch.
That's gotta hurt.
Can he pay for like first class tickets?
I don't think so.
No.
He's not high up on the card yet there.
Yeah, well.
All right, next up, you got Cesaro versus Sheamus in a match that does not count in their best of seven series. But just in case you're curious, Cesaro won match number 4 in London a few hours ago.
Was that, which that doesn't count also?
No, that's part of the canon.
That's part of canon.
Yes.
Ooh, maybe they might. Maybe they might. You never know.
I think they're probably rushing the
series.
Last three matches
para umabot sa Clash of Champions, yeah. Yung match number 7.
So this might, you never know.
No, it's not. I'm pretty sure that it's not going to be part of canon.
Well,
nonetheless, I think
could be interesting.
I think Cesaro wins this.
I hope Cesaro wins.
Yeah,
this.
He should.
I'd like to see Cesaro win this. I'm going to tell him that tomorrow.
Anyway, actually, I think one of the first questions you have to ask him is this part of your best of 7 series?
I don't want to burn a question.
Right, first
on
of
that
all, thing. If it were, then they would announce it now.
They should advertise
they should.
It. Because
okay.
It's canon nga to,
okay. I got you. It's logic. But don't burn the question.
The first thing you should say to Cesaro is, how is he? Yeah. How is he doing? How is he feeling?
Yeah.
At the moment.
Are you still want salty? Some coffee?
Are you still salty about everything?
Do you want some coffee?
Ano yung kape mo? Kape mo baraho ba yan?
And then, it's Bacolodian.
Okay.
Bacolodian brew.
Okay.
How is it different?
And how it's will it nice. Mix with this pot silog every day?
Pot silog.
Yeah. Well.
Wow. Woo! All right. Next match.
That was bad.
Next match. The New Day defends the tag team titles in a triple threat match against the Good Doctors, Gallows and Anderson, and the Shining Stars.
I'd like to see the Good Doctors.
Yeah, I want to see the Good Doctors win this one.
But it's a tag team title match, though.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
Will they? Are they?
It's
are they
a house
willing
show.
To pull the trigger on a title switch at a house show?
That would be hilarious.
Shining Stars on an island.
Asa dude. I want to see the good. I want to see the Good Doctors win by DQ.
Wait. For house shows, in your experience in Singapore, was it all feel good results?
Yes.
Okay, so
for the most part,
in that case, fine.
The New Day wins. But I still want to see shenanigans.
There will be shenanigans. It is a triple threat tag match.
You know what? I hope Gallows and Anderson pull out the shenanigans at the meet and greet. At least na para maaliw din naman yung mga taong nandun.
I hope they bring Big E's balls. Oh no, he dragged that shit.
I hope they brought a lab coat or some shit.
God, please, no.
Okay, next up, women's championship match. It's Charlotte versus Sasha Banks. Pretty sure Charlotte wins this. I think this is like going to be the honorary heel victory.
I want a dusty finish, though.
Yeah, yes. It's a title match.
I want a dusty finish, though.
Ah, puede. Yeah,
I want
yeah,
a dusty
yeah.
finish, though.
Sure. I'd be willing to get taken fine. On the ride for that.
That would be fun.
Two dusty finishes in a matter of 2 weeks, huh?
You never know. They're rehearsing.
And what if Sasha is the dusty to Charlotte's Ric Flair?
But well, that's kind of yes given.
That's where I was going with it. But yeah, let's go with it.
Next, Roman Reigns versus Chris Jericho. I will have so much fun doing Roman Reigns.
I will have so much fun with this match.
Obviously,
because
Roman Reigns is gonna win.
Yeah, I will boo the fuck out of him when he does.
I want you to start the stupid idiot chants from wherever the hell you are.
Sure. Yeah. Why not? I'll probably grab Renzo from wherever we're seated. And then we'd be like, stupid idiot.
Because seriously, I don't know how many people would know that chant, but I love that chant.
Pretty sure meron pa rin. If you have the people who are willing to go purse markety there.
Okay.
John Cena versus The Big Show. Obviously, Cena's going to win this. He's going to hit him with the AA and slam him.
For the nth time.
Yeah. And I'm sure he's still going to impress yung mga people who don't really give a shit. And, you know
it's
who these
still
people
John
are.
Cena.
Yeah. And
oh, but I'm really excited to chant John Cena sucks.
Oh, it's fun.
I really am excited to do that.
You know what's even more fun? Pag yung mga bata katabi mo. because you get to engage in the dueling
chance
of it.
And then they're so affected.
Yes. Yes.
Oh,
exactly.
My God.
Exactly. See, Redrick Mahaba had so much fun doing this last year. He was messing with a kid. It was Cena versus Owens in the main event for the US title.
Hmm.
And ni Redrick, and there were these kids in front of us.
Hmm.
And the kids were like, "Let's go, Cena! Fat Owens, fat!"
Wow, really fat Owens.
Yes,
fat.
Which was a really funny chant and a really funny comeback.
Were they Singaporean though?
Yes, these were Singaporean kids.
Oh my God, the accent. You never know.
Yeah, and then Redrick was having a lot of fun just getting that kid's face. And you know, the parents had no idea if mapipikon ba anak nila or what. And I was just there. I'm like, I'm a foreigner. I'm going to be gone by the morning. I don't give a shit.
I'm not a native Chinaman.
Yeah.
All right.
Fucking racist.
Slightly racist.
Get out of here, Camus. Your main event is the Universal Championship triple threat match. Kevin Owens versus Sami Zayn versus Seth Rollins. Pretty sure Owens wins this, and he puts Zayn
sure.
in the process.
Oh, God, please, yeah. No.
No, please, no. He has to.
Zayn has to eat the pin.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's got the least to lose in a minute.
Yes, that's true. But I have to say this,
that's
though.
That's kind of sad that he has the least to lose.
That's on my end.
True in more ways than one.
Okay.
There's nothing going for him.
Please stop about my boy. No, but I just have to say this. I just have to say this about this match. If we told you 3 years ago that this was going to be that we were getting this match, not just on this Manila card, but we would ever see this match, would you believe it?
If you told me 5 years ago I would be seeing
Kevin Steen,
El Generico, and Tyler Black
headlining a WWE live in Manila show.
No. Headlining a WWE show in Manila.
For the top title on Raw.
Yeah, for the top title on Raw.
You know what I would tell you? I would tell both of you guys, I have no idea who the fuck you're talking about.
They could say, I know who.
We know what's up.
I would not have known these guys 5 years ago.
No, I would be saying who.
I would lose my absolute shit. I'd just be like,
no.
You are fucking kidding me. It's a Back to the Future type argument that never in your wildest dreams. Never in your wildest dreams would you imagine this match. It's just one of the greatest matchups that you can plot on paper in a triple threat.
No, that doesn't
involve the Shield.
No, I'm just really amazed that these guys were people I were watching on Ring of Honor 5 years ago.
Yeah, on illegal streams.
Yeah, on illegal streams. On illegal streams, and you know, I still have an email from Mr. Owens.
And Mr. Steen.
He was Mr. Steen.
God.
I still have an email from him.
I guess I think
that's like my treasured wrestling possession.
I'm just really
of all things?
Yeah. Do you have an email from the current WWE Universal Champion?
I don't think so.
I know I don't.
Although we do have emails from one of the CWC semifinalists.
That's right. We do. Yes, we do. So why don't we jump right in and talk about him?
Talk about the fact that TJP is
in the final four of the CWC.
And he beat fucking Rich Swann for it. Right. That's the thing. It's just...
Is it really that mind-blowing, though?
Yeah, yes, it is.
It is. When you think about it...
When you think about it... TJ has the most what's the right word for it?
Underdoggy?
Underdoggy, yes, but has the most obstacle-laden path in the CWC out of everyone who
most was, most path of most resistance.
Yeah, path of most resistance. Thank you.
Sorry, it was an NFL term.
His strength of schedule is the worst.
Round two, Johnny Gargano.
Yeah, exactly. No, when you look at everyone who is here in the semifinals, CSJ, Grand Metalik, who's the other one?
Kota
Ibushi. Yes. And TJ Perkins. TJ is the one who had the most resistance. He faced two favorites. He faced two sure NXT signees.
Yeah,
Johnny Gargano and Rich Swann.
And who was his first round?
The Mac, who was a German jobber. And then, in every step of the way, you did not expect him to advance. I guess he was still one of the lesser-known names, even though he is an 18-year veteran who...
Wrestling Yoda,
who has, I know, a sizable following, not just in America, but in the Philippines.
No.
Even though he has that, I'd say that you have... Well, Johnny Gargano has.
He's the hardest sell of all of these guys.
In the semis so far, only Grand Metalik had had some resistance in facing Tajiri.
Yeah,
but everyone
but even,
else.
Even that match wasn't like.
No,
as difficult.
No,
as you
Tajiri
would imagine.
Has. Tajiri has credibility.
Oh yeah.
In the WWE context.
What about
Tozawa though? Because part of me felt that Tozawa had a chance over Grand Metalik.
He did.
Oh yeah.
No, Tozawa had the chance, but the thing was, Tozawa.
No. I agree. Tozawa had a big chance over Grand Metalik. Pero mas malaking deal pa rin si Rich Swann and Johnny Gargano put together.
And you know, I just had this thought about CWC very quickly. TJ has had consistency on his side. Now his matches are just so solid in performance, and you still get wowed. It's not like okay, this is good. This is like a three, and then biglang he has a four match. He's like four out of five starring. He had solid matches, huh? Compared to the rest of the field.
I could say the same thing, I guess, about Noam Dar.
Yeah, everyone. Yeah.
I love Noam Dar's matches. All the way until his exit against ZSJ. I mean,
this week.
If you had to look at this week's matches on the episode, the Noam Dar Zack Sabre Jr. match was the more fun one.
Yes.
It was more exciting.
It was just really...
Yeah.
Fucking stiff, man.
It was a lot of fun. It's not something that you'd appreciate agad-agad, lalo na if you're casual, or lalo na if watching ZSJ escape out of these holds is not your cup of tea. But once they switch into that upper gear, into that faster gear, and they start,
yeah, you know, they literally change gears, kicking the shit out of each other.
Yeah, oh, and then lumabas yung annoying little brother character ni Noam Dar. That's when the magic just happened, right? So, I guess what we're trying to say is that if you haven't, for some reason, if you haven't caught on the CWC bandwagon just
now
yet,
now is the time to backwatch.
It's not too late. Yeah, you can backwatch the 9 episodes, marathon it before next week's 2-hour finale. Because the schedule.
Who else
next
is on
week,
the card, though?
I don't know.
No, we don't know. Like I said before, parang American Idol season finale lang yan. All the other eliminations probably gonna come back and you know work something.
Or what if Survivor-esque. What if both semis? What if both semifinal matches have a 30-minute time limit, and then your main event in the finals is a 1-hour time limit match?
Iron Man match?
No, not an Iron Man match, but a one hour time limit.
I don't think so because both men are gonna be so tired by the main event. You're gonna really give them 1 hour.
That's even yeah. Even if there's a lot of space.
Even
in between
if in
that.
In shoot they can actually pull it off. I don't think it's gonna
feasible.
Make sense anyway.
So at best, I guess it's 3 30-minute time limit matches.
Yeah,
pag ganun, because you have those 3 matches na, and that's honestly enough to fill in 2 hours more of airtime. Because the other 30 minutes, you can allocate that for yung mga
hype analysis.
The analysis, their hype packages, ooh, those videos. So, you know, it'll be fine. We'll be in for a treat. So, let's do a quick round of predictions for the CWC finale next week. You have Grand Metalik versus Zack Sabre Jr. on one hand, and on the other side of the bracket, you've got Kota Ibushi versus TJP.
I'm going to say this now, even though it's entirely possible that this is what's going to happen, I now believe that a ZSJ versus Kota Ibushi match is
the final.
Yeah, final, sorry. It's going to be the most uninspired final in this tournament. Especially knowing what everyone can do.
Now that
everyone is capable of, everyone who's been eliminated, everyone who's made it to semis, what everyone can do. I'm not knocking Kota and ZSJ at all, but fuck Kota Ibushi all day, every day.
Yes.
Parang, it's the laziest finals matchup you can come up with because I know for a fact that you're going to do that, not just because they're the best, but they're also the better known wrestlers in the
tournament. They have the bigger draw.
In the Final Four.
They're the biggest names in the Final Four. Yeah,
they're the biggest names in the tournament, period.
Yeah, that's why they were the favorites heading in. So, okay, that being said,
parang it's like, you know, like after this year's playoffs, or after the past 2 years of playoffs, you're gonna book Golden State versus Cleveland again.
Yeah. So okay,
no offense.
That being said,
no offense.
who are gonna make it into the finals for you, and who's gonna win the trophy?
All right, it's easy for me to say that it's gonna be CSJ and Kota Ibushi.
But I really
That's what your head says. But yeah. What does your heart say, sir?
My heart says after this morning, I really want Grand Metalik versus TJP. Sorry. I've been converted into a Grand Metalik fan for the past few rounds.
Okay.
And TJ's our boy. But obviously, the realistic scenario is that Kota Ibushi wins the whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't mind seeing Kota win the whole thing, but I don't want to see him win it against ZSJ.
He's going to win it no matter who you put him against.
Yeah, I don't. That's the thing.
Because Ibushi has become the John Cena of the CWC.
Oh, God.
Yes.
That is true. God. So much.
It's lol.
So true in so many ways.
So it's kind of annoying. I get why Ro here has turned on Ibushi faster Show's turned heel or face.
We really. Okay, sorry. From a wrestler in training perspective, the reason we don't like him is because he makes everyone look everything he does is cringeworthy too.
It's not really. Yeah, everything he does is cringeworthy. It's not the fact that he makes people look bad. It's just that I'm so afraid for him.
And he's not burying people, mind you. Mind you, he's not.
He's really stupid.
Yes. Okay, but the thing is that if Ibushi wins against TJ, I can live with that.
I think the easy predictions are, you know, as you guys said, it's Ibushi ZSJ with Ibushi winning the whole thing. I wouldn't mind if ZSJ bowed out, though, of the semis and it was Grand Metalik versus Ibushi.
Yeah,
if
that's
Ibushi
fine.
And Grand Metalik have a great finals matchup, I can probably live with the Ibushi win. Mm. And if
it's gonna be good to win it. It's
gonna
not
be
a
good
question
either
of,
way.
I don't know. It's not gonna be a question of whether it's gonna be bad or it's gonna be good. It's gonna be good. I just want something else to happen.
All right. So there. Those are our thoughts on the CWC. Let us know what you think. You can find us on Twitter.
You can still tweet TJP. Congratulations.
Oh, yeah. Please do.
He will like your tweets.
He will like and maybe retweet.
He would appreciate the love, we're pretty sure.
And send some love to your boy.
We're currently working on getting him back on the podcast. Mm-hmm. We'd love to talk to TJP again and, you know, just get his thoughts on everything that's happened.
Right before he debuts on Raw NXT or wherever.
Yeah, because he has been announced as one of the cruiserweights debuting on WWE programming post-CWC along with the likes of Cedric Alexander.
Thank the Lord.
Jack Gallagher.
Can't believe it takes like weeks to get Cedric Alexander back on TV.
Jesus Christ.
Akira Tozawa, Rich Swann, Johnny Gargano, Tommaso Ciampa.
Actually, you know what? Sorry.
Noam Dar is on.
Brian Kendrick.
Brian Kendrick.
Brian Kendrick.
Brian Kendrick has a job again. Yeah. So what was the use of all those tears?
No, because there was nothing.
You know what's wrong with that segment? They never really explain why Brian Kendrick is fighting for one last shot. But I never got it. Like, ano yung mangyayari sa kanya kung natalo siya?
Well, it's not like he was working like a rigorous indie sked.
No, it's not explaining what he's gonna lose.
Well, they implied that he's too old to even get another look next year.
For what? The tournament or for WWE?
Probably both.
Exactly. That's I don't get what they were crying about. Parang it's emotional, but what exactly is at stake here?
Yeah, they didn't say.
It was ambiguous.
I guess it was very much implied lang, which is a lot of. It's a lot of what creative subjects us to.
That might be the biggest flaw of the CWC booking. Like,
is it
it's
though?
There. His acting is great, huh? It's really good, but I don't know what he's crying for. I don't know what he's fighting for. Is it if he loses? What is his last shot? He no longer gets a job in the WWE. He loses a shot at getting a job. What is it?
Because jobs weren't at stake.
No, because they were saying, okay, this is my last shot, and if I lose, I'm never going to do this again. Like, how? What? Why?
Is that up to you, sir?
Why are you never going to do this again?
You could always go to the indies.
Exactly. No one is going to ban you from wrestling when you lose.
I mean, maybe WWE wrestling, but you always have other options, sir. You have Evolve. For crying out loud.
Yeah, hindi ko gets yung storyline niya.
He could have gone to Evolve. He would be great on Evolve right now.
Yeah, sure.
He could fight
Rick
O'Shea.
But TJP, you always bring up the fact, he was homeless. And he's come such a long way from being homeless.
And from Rich Swann, you know, he's been so much emotional baggage.
Yeah, like his family died.
His family died. People died.
Yeah.
He was so alone in the world. And then here.
Brian Kendrick is my last shot.
Jesus Christ. It's not.
Actually, very disjointed because Daniel Bryan pulls so hard for him.
Yeah, diba? And yeah. He doesn't even explain why it's a no.
What the relationship
and
is.
And Mauro didn't ask why, what is going to happen.
They had every chance to do that. Sayang, guys. Sayang. Consistency. We're not idiots.
Sayang naman. Kasi,
no, well, kasi, I am.
the CWC is such a no.
It's so good. It's just
there is
so
such
good.
A low standard for great for great TV. So I just wish they would reach up and grab the fruit.
Brass ring. Something like that.
I'm not sure if there's anything remotely interesting to talk about on Raw this week.
Nope. The episode just sucked.
Mm. Yeah.
So Sasha. Overall, even Sasha sucked. Coming back was not that great.
Yeah, it was not.
Ang pilit ni.
Sobrang pilit
na parang Mark Henry.
She's not gonna retire.
Yeah,
she's
obviously.
23, 24. The closest thing I could have thought of was her saying that she was pregnant and that she had to take time off.
The karma, you know.
Oh, yeah, shit. Yeah. Sorry. So, I was just like, wow, we're gonna use pregnancy?
Yeah, so that was the closest thing I could think of. Pero it just fell so flat na I just didn't give a shit about
Sayang-y.
It. The only thing I probably liked about any setups they did was they're probably setting up Dana Brooke eventually turning on Charlotte.
Yeah.
So, Which is predictable. You can see that coming a mile away anyway. Yeah.
I guess there's a level
of
interest.
Sasha's friends.
There. Yeah, it does happen to all of Charlotte's
friends. All of Charlotte's friends.
Yep.
All of Charlotte's father. Oh my God.
It's a family thing.
Storyline.
It's a family thing.
Jesus Christ.
But we got to talk about SmackDown because Backlash is coming up. And we actually have the card. So while we run through the card and make our predictions, we'll talk about
so
some of the things
predictions this week.
Going on. Yeah, yeah.
Do we have time for this Yola Twins interview?
I don't know.
We'll see.
Cutting it close, man.
All right, so let's start off the Backlash predictions with The Miz and Dolph Ziggler in an Intercontinental Championship match. This feud does not make sense to me.
I kind of want Dolph to win, though.
Miz Dolph. It doesn't, because noon ang kalaban ni Miz is Daniel Bryan.
Yeah.
And then Dolph Ziggler comes out, what, to defend Daniel Bryan's honor?
Yeah, I guess.
So,
for what reason?
Wala, because...
Na-offense
na siya. Na-echepuera na si Dolph ni Dean Ambrose.
Eh, yeah. Totoo naman.
Ni AJ Styles.
And AJ Styles.
Right, so, Miz versus Dolph. I say the Miz wins this.
It doesn't end yet for the Miz, but I want to see Dolph win. Come on, it's fun to see him.
No.
Okay.
I don't think Miz the Intercontinental Championship World Tour ends here.
Not yet.
I would rather see Dolph get back into the WWE Championship mix. Like, okay. Although I don't know how he's gonna do that if he loses.
I don't know. It's. Because they've written Dolph into a corner once again.
Yeah, once again.
What's new?
He can keep earning the shots, but I guess...
There are only so many shots that you can give him.
Like as Ambrose told him.
Yep.
I just feel bad for Dolph.
That's why. We all feel bad for Dolph. He deserves better.
I don't see why they couldn't have gone with a triple threat.
I don't see why he hasn't quit.
With Brian? With Brian?
No, with AJ Styles.
Oh!
Kasi ba dapat
Ambrose, AJ, and Dolph.
They could have continued yung Dean Dolph feud eh. Kasi the SummerSlam match and its resolution just fell so flat na parang, okay, now what? Right?
Exactly.
So doon sila nagkulang. And I'm pretty salty about that. Moving on. Randy Orton versus Bray Wyatt. I think Bray has to win this.
Bray has to win. Good God. Just give it to Bray.
No, I like the promos though.
The promos are fun.
You have to give it to them. Medyo weird
they make
lang as
they make sense for a change.
No, Ricky points this out in the SmackDown review on Smart Henry na Randy Orton was there in the arena, but he couldn't even be bothered to come out to the ring.
Mm.
All he did was cut a promo backstage.
Yeah.
Okay.
He tells a story backstage.
So weird. I mean, nice. No, the story was funny.
Yeah.
He could have just done it in the ring. It would have been more impactful. It doesn't help to see Charlie Caruso is not good at her job.
Fucking Charlie Caruso.
She's cute though.
No, she's not.
No, hindi rin. So, wala siyang redeeming quality, honestly. As a backstage personality.
What if she becomes a kontrabida backstage announcer?
A la coach?
Yeah, I was good.
A female coach?
Yeah.
Yeah, that'd be cool.
But no, here's the thing. If you turn into the female coach, though, you'd get a lot of heat from feminist groups. Because of the way coach was treated. He was treated like such a jabroni. Like, how do you...
No, you don't have to be
coach
a jabroni just because you're the female
coach. You don't have
coach.
To be coach a Jace.
How do you do that, though? How would you book Charlie Caruso as the female coach without being anti-feminist?
We're
No, this is a fun exercise. Yeah, it's okay.
It's fine. It's fine. I'll admit, I don't know.
You don't make her a caricature of enough
of coach
of bitchy alpha female types.
Mm.
You just make her, I guess, some sort of three-dimensional character. I don't know how.
Pass. Let's next match, please.
All right, six-pack challenge elimination match for the SmackDown Women's Championship. Your participants are Alexa Bliss, Becky Lynch, Carmella, Naomi, Natty, and Nikki Bella. I'm gonna have to narrow this down to Becky and Natty. Yun lang.
Yeah, yeah.
It's Nikki, just Becky. Or
Becky,
Natty.
No.
I'd give this to Natalia para ano lang. But it's better to see the face chase the championship.
Same.
That's true.
I think Natty deserves a thank you run. Because they couldn't give her
one. Yeah, that's true.
They couldn't give her one with the women's championship and the Divas title.
That's true.
Here's a fun fact for you guys. The last time Natty's held a belt was 2011.
And with the Heart Foundation?
No.
The butterfly.
No. But was that during Heart Foundation days?
No, that was her and the Glamazon.
Oh yeah. Ooh, that was a long time ago.
A very long time ago.
That's why I'm like, was that? Yeah.
That was a long time ago. All right. Next up, you've got a tag team tournament semi-final match between the Usos and the Hype Bros. So, just to recap for you, American Alpha actually qualified for the finals, but the Usos turned heel, so they attacked Chad Gable's leg. He's been kayfabe injured with a torn MCL and taken out of the tournament.
Wow.
By the way, that was kayfabe because the Usos turned heel. It made sense because they kind of written the finals into a corner with Slino and then
Slino.
The Slaters and American Alpha. Because obviously, they've done such a good job with Slino that the popular American Alpha will get heel heat.
Yeah.
Should they win.
Here's the thing about the American Alpha, the American Alpha injury angle. I think it's good because since they debuted, wala pa silang adversity. Eh.
Yeah.
It's like everything's been handed to them.
Yep.
So eventually people are going to go sour on American Alpha and start hating them because they're literal golden boys. Gifted with everything. So when you put adversity in front of them and bar what should have been a clear path to the title, at least it gets you to be sympathetic towards American Alpha.
I see what you did there.
I think this is a very good move. It's a very good move. So
Usos
over Hype Bros.
Over Hype Bros and Sligo?
No, I think the Usos win this.
Slino?
The Usos have to win this.
I don't like
I mean,
Slino,
I want Heath Slater to win.
Everyone wants Heath Slater to win. He's doing it for the kids. For the kids.
Who's gonna win?
Do you want Slino?
I know. No. Before American Alpha got injured, I knew. The moment
that Alpha squashed the Usos.
No. The moment Slino beat what was that? Hype Bros. Yes. I knew they were gonna win. But then American Alpha got injured, and then parang
it got awkward.
And then the Usos turned heel and explained themselves on the backstage with Renee and on Talking Smack. When that happened, I knew it wasn't going to be that easy for Slino. You have to sustain the momentum of the Usos heel turn unless Jason Jordan comes out there and fucks it up for them.
I thought that the tournament was set up for Slater and Rhino talaga to win.
No, the entire tournament.
That's the way I saw it. I thought that's how Slater.
No, I thought it was
going to
be American Alphas to lose.
Really for Slater and Rhino to lose because I thought that's how Slater would get respecting Brian and Shane and eventually get his contract. But
I think they would have lost and then
and then he gets the contract.
That works.
That's my prediction for Backlash. They will lose and then he'll get the contract anyway. Mm. So he still wins in the end.
He still wins at life.
You said you wanted him to win.
No. That was before the Usos and, yeah, the Usos turned heel.
So Usos with the championship?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Only because you have to just if they don't win, what was the point for nothing?
And or unless they get really salty and they begin that.
It's weird, eh?
I think, parang the heels chasing.
I think you deflate a lot of heat if they lose it.
Yeah, true. It makes sense because the Usos already started it. They took out the competition. Nandaya na sila, so why not go all in and give them the championship to make them really despicable? Mm. You hate them already for one, taking out American Alpha. Number two, kung naging champion sila, you'll hate them again because sila na naman. And number three, you hate them for being the Usos. Mm. I hate them for being the Usos. So you have all these reasons. And it makes
to
sense.
Not like them.
Yeah, and it makes sense for them to come away as the championship.
I just really hope that Sly-no gets their moment because, as I was saying before, the Usos heel turn happened. The story of Heath Slater trying to get a contract was
with his gold.
No, it was written in the right pace.
Gold.
If it was gonna culminate in the win and the contract signing at Backlash, tamang pacing lang siya.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not something that you can delay for another month.
Yeah, yeah, it really isn't. No, it isn't. No matter how popular it is now.
It's so much fun.
The joke only has so much legs.
So medyo time to move on na rin after Backlash.
Yeah.
Man, there's so many other things you can do with Slino.
Yeah, like
he has how many kids? Yeah. He has how many kids he needs to take care of.
Ginny Weasley really in?
No. It looks like Ginny Weasley though.
It's not.
I think I made that joke on Twitter. Now, why is Ginny Weasley in the crowd?
Why is Ginny Weasley?
I hope one of his daughters is named Wendy.
All right, your main event is Dean Ambrose versus AJ Styles for the world title. I think Ambrose wins this, but I have a huge problem with the way they're writing Ambrose right now.
Yeah.
Because you see, Ambrose, they're writing him as he's nominally the babyface, but he acts like such a dick. He acts like such a dick because he's exactly how his adversaries were towards him when he was the one gunning for the championship.
But now that it's AJ...
No, now that he's the champion, he's dicking everyone else over. People like Dolph, people like AJ, telling them that you can't stack up to me. You're not championship material.
Mm. And it's not the confident braggadocio that we saw before.
Yes, it's the condescending arrogance na sobrang panghil. And you can't argue na he's being a lunatic. No, he's not being crazy. He's being an asshole.
So who is the face here?
Wait, there is no face here.
No.
Question. Is this scumbag Cena levels of dickishness already? Actually, can we say that? Can we say that?
Yeah.
It's scumbag Cena booking.
Yung dada ng dada na eventually nina-realize na
ganun pala.
Yeah.
Or hindi niya na-realize na he was exactly what he was fighting against when his journey began.
And then he looks into the mirror and says...
Look, I have no problem with Ambrose taking a character turn like this. Because you do need to evolve. You do need these nuances. But you also need to play off of a compatible partner. And AJ Styles in his current state is not that compatible partner.
Character-wise,
I mean, wrestling stylistically-wise, it sort of works?
No, I would have rather had just pure babyface AJ. But I don't know how you can turn him face again after he starts bragging about beating Cena. You get what I mean?
Beat up John Cena?
I would have rather had Dolph as his foil when Ambrose is like this. Because at least in Shades of Grey, you can...
There are more Shades of Grey to explore.
Yes. So there. I don't know how to fix this given it's just Ambrose and AJ. Because who do you turn face now that we know that working pure babyface is not exactly bagay kay Dean Ambrose?
Do we get a double turn?
I hope.
It's within the realm of possibility at this point.
He's been acting like a jerk since the Dolph feud, so might as well.
Like, cement it now.
But if that happens, then this is like the second turn for AJ Styles since debuting.
And this is his, what, fourth?
No, fourth
championship opportunity?
Yeah.
Yeah, but the number of championship opportunities is irrelevant to the number of turns he'll be doing in the last 8 months.
Since January. So obviously they don't know what they want to do with AJ.
Which doesn't really say a lot then about where AJ stands right now. Because walang direction in character development niya. You can tell na medyo ni rush nila yung heel turn ni AJ just so they could peg him as Roman's foil.
No, it was for Cena.
So that's Cena had a foil.
Right. Cena's foil. Yes.
Roman worked heel in that feud.
Right.
So not that anyone likes Roman anyway.
It's really weird because you have a match between two guys who are wildly popular, but both of them are acting like dicks. Mm. So no one wins, technically.
So,
yeah, when you take off your smart hat, you're like, who do I root for?
No.
Yeah. We love you,
I think by
AJ,
default, it's AJ. He's like, obviously the more...
The more capable wrestler, yeah. The more sympathetic wrestler, I guess.
Yeah, siya yung mas underdog, mas maliit. He's never held a title in WWE, diba? And he's the one
outsider, yeah.
Yeah, he is the outsider. This one is so weird. Biggest. It's an awkward situation that we haven't been in since. Well, it's been a while. Mm. No, can you remember the last time you sort of felt this way about the feud?
Which one?
Like a major feud that should have been major.
What sort of way?
That, you know, two guys are being complete dicks, and then.
Oh yeah, Roman Rusev.
Yeah.
Although Rusev wasn't a dick there.
Rusev is just a guy who wanted to celebrate his fucking marriage.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
And Roman is being an asshole about it. Yung problem with this one, I don't know how to solve it. I'd rather not try to solve it. I just wish they had Dolph in there.
If Dolph would have been great there.
Oh man!
And since you have two jackasses anyway.
Yeah, tsaka,
add a third one.
It would have made sense to continue off the SummerSlam feud. Instead, they just cut it short. Oh, Dolph, jaka na hi Miz.
Oh, so what I'm assuming is when they could have easily done, you know, extended the Apollo Crews feud.
Or they could have had Zack Ryder challenge Miz again. Mm. They still have that loose end that they haven't tied up from WrestleMania.
That's true, though.
So there.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, hype bros and everything.
Yeah.
So there. Those are our thoughts on Backlash heading into this weekend.
Mm. Look at the time.
Yeah. Oops. Sorry, Yellow Twins.
Sorry.
Hey, everyone who's going to WWE Live tomorrow, give us a shout-out. It would be nice.
Oh, well, people are going to be looking for us. Not you, but us.
I know, both of you.
So, don't be shy. Just say hi. We'll be nice. I'll probably have to explain to my dad what's going on.
Because you're kind of an internet celebrity.
Yeah, he knows that.
Yeah, so that'll be fun. I'm really excited to take my dad to the show. Because he took me to my first WWE show. Yeah. And to my second one. So, it's nice to kind of pay it forward. And to bring my
for
dad to
your
this
third
one.
One.
Yeah, for the third one. We'll see you guys there. Mm. Be nice. Play nice.
Listen to the first part of the show again.
Yeah.
If you've made it this far.
And finally... picks of the week before we get out of here.
TJ's match against God. It was fun.
All right, it was fun. I'm picking ZSJ versus Noam Dar. I loved the finish.
Fuck.
That modified rings of Saturn was so good, so good.
Now what?
I felt the pain.
Now what?
You know that guy?
Yeah.
What else did you see? Snooze, you lose.
I haven't seen NXT. So
Lucha Underground.
And that season show Underground,
which is back by the way.
LU season 3.
It's a lot of fun.
LU 3.
That's all I'll say about that for now, without spoiling anything.
No problem, ba?
I have finished the episode.
Okay.
I have come up with a list of 8 things we now know as of the season premiere. That's the article I'm writing for SI. Yeah.
Interesting.
Well,
would you like to see the list of 8 things?
Sure, my man. Off the air. Yeah. I guess since you guys took everything, I have nothing.
Wow, that's a
fun. But I guess in and me. Fine. Well, I'd say Slater Rhino versus the hype. The hype. Bros. It was a pretty good match.
It wasn't bad. It was not.
Yeah,
bad.
For 7 minutes. I just wish the SmackDown Tag Team Tournament had as much gravitas as the CWC.
All right. Now, what else is there to talk? There's just one last thing I wanted to bring up. Renaissance has been announced.
Renaissance
is happening in October. Save the date. It's one of the first two Saturdays. I can't remember myself. October 8th? October 1? I wouldn't know. I'm not part of the board. So it's going to be at the Bayanihan Center of Unilab.
You don't work. Your contract's up also.
Yeah. So it's going to be at Unilab's Bayanihan Center. Along Pioneer.
Mm. It's so close to the studio.
Yeah. Close to the studio where we're recording right now. So,
is it cheaper to park here than there?
No.
Do they have parking?
They have free parking there.
Oh, hey! That's nice.
There are many happenings.
Hey, everyone who's going to Renaissance, free parking.
Don't promise that, though.
You just said it was free parking.
Yeah, but I don't mean,
you never know.
First come, first serve. We and the crew will probably get there first. Mm. So,
in all likelihood.
For the rest of you, that's your problem.
And there's so many nice food options after. I know this concerns some of you. Like, you want to plan out your pre and post show activities.
There's so many nice food options. There's only one that matters.
Yeah.
Which is?
Sunsea.
Come on, Camus. It's not Zomato. Get with the program. Anyway, we're going to get out of here now.
Yeah, wait. Before we leave, saying hi to our avid supporters, Chili Willy.
Yeah.
ECW original Chili Willy.
What's up, Chili Willy?
And Abby Yusun's brother.
Yes.
Benson Yusun.
Yeah, what's up, Benson? And thank you to
holding down the fort in New Zealand.
And thank you to everybody who's just been listening to the podcast or watching The Wrestling Gods or reading Smart Henry, just devouring our content left and right and just letting us know that you're thankful that we are repping the local wrestling community. You know, you have no idea how much it means to us. So I just sound bored because I my nose is clogged up now and I'm
and it's
up
been a like long hell. Night.
It's been a long night. Night.
So but thank you, and we can't wait to get to WWE Manila and to have
and to see everyone there.
Some
and
nice
to
stories
talk
to
about
share.
It next week.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, when I return from
and
Hong
when
Kong.
Camus leaves.
I really don't know.
I'll be back from Hong Kong by Thursday.
I haven't seen my final flight details, but yeah.
When are you leaving?
Sunday.
Okay.
He's leaving Sunday. I'm leaving sometime.
All right.
I'll let you know.
With that, episode number 130 of the SGP podcast is in the book. Sorry, YOLO twins.
Peace. Glorious. No, I-